The open coffee movement is a worldwide thing, and I'm slowly becoming aware that there are different open coffee clubs in different parts of Ireland, and there are two in Cork, and I'm today going to my first ever encounter with Limerick Open Coffee Club. It goes under the hashtag LOCC, which is pretty easy to remember, which must be very helpful. But I'm just turning towards the hotel. The meeting's in the Absolute Hotel in Limerick, a Bijou hotel I've never been in before in my life. And I've driven up from Cork, and I'm wondering what it's going to be like. It's a networking event. I am completely unaware of what the rules and culture, habits, mores, practices, rites of passage are. So it's a kind of an anthropological field trip as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to be a participant, observer, student of the culture of the way people talk to each other about business in Limerick. And the usual, that's the wrong word, but the people I know best who go to this are not going to be there. People I know best are James Corbett, goes under the hashtag Aerepreneur, and Bernie Goldbach. And both of these two people are regular attenders at this event or this network. And I'm lost. In a nutshell, oh, I can see the hotel, the Absolute Hotel. I can see it. It's got a whole new front or something like that. It overlooks a bit of the canal. This is the canal that you can take in order to get past Ardna Crusha and power station and get yourself down into Limerick. And somehow or other, I might find a parking place here. But I am truly lost, and that isn't why I'm making this audio boo. I'm making the audio boo sharing with you my nervousness or my apprehension or sharing my way of feeling, my curiosity and my excitement, to be truthful, about, you know, how do they do business in Limerick and how do they talk about it at informal gatherings? Because the open coffee movement, as I understand it, is a kind of an informal gathering over coffee. And maybe each club or each group that meets can do its own thing. And of course, the style of the thing will be determined by the people, the individuals. And how the hell do I get into absolutehotel.com? ABSOLUTE, wonderful letters in black with a different color than the blue. Hotel is in blue. So there's some style behind the uniform that the hotel wears, I can tell you that for certain. But I will find my way, and part of the being lost on St. Harry's Mall looking for a parking place, you know, it's all down to me, because I didn't I could have run the hotel on the way from Cork. I could have been very businesslike and efficient. I could have been right on top of the game. And, you know, what does it matter? Sometimes it's good to be a bit of a mess, and it's good to be, because it does remind you very much what it's like to be out of control and be operating in a mind of uncertainty. So I have a mind of uncertainty. I don't know how welcoming these people will be to me today. I see Barrington's car park. It's probably good that he turned left. This is right near the hospital where my father died. My father died in Barrington's hospital, and it was in Barrington's hospital, I think, that I had my own first operation. I crashed my head against a bit of a tree just prior to, I think it was my confirmation, and I had stitches put in my head. And that's going back a very long time. But every time I come to Limerick, I go back a long time, because I had such a powerful experience growing up here as a child. Now, you also had a powerful experience growing up wherever you grew up as a child, so I'm not really saying anything very remarkable, except I am reminding myself that the emotional charge of the experience I connected with Limerick, the emotional charge, the buttons that just the sheer mention of the name has for me, are easily understood. They come out of the years. Ah, I see the absolute hotel and spa, Limerick. So, if I'm fed up with the old chat about business and stuff like that, very serious stuff, I can go to the spa and treat myself. In fact, maybe that's what I should do. Skip all this conversation with serious people and get me to a spa. What is it? How the devil do you get a parking place, though? That is the interesting one. And I'm not disabled enough to be entitled to take that one. So I'm better. I know what I'm going to do. I see a tiny little narrow street here. You know, the real kind of streets that characterise Limerick, right out of Antra's ashes, really. This is like going down the lanes. And I go around the back here of a house, and I come into an area that doesn't have double yellow lines. And that's what you want, isn't it? Ah, yeah. Look, if this was Venice, we'd be drooling over it. But it isn't. It's absolutely pissing rain, and it's very, very damp. But actually, don't get me wrong, I do know it rains in Venice. So look, I'm here for the croissants, and I'm here with all the uncertainty that people feel when they are going to a networking meeting and they've never been to it before, you know. But I've learned one thing about networking. If you go into it in this mind, in a curious mind, in which you say to yourself, let's see how good these people are at welcoming a stranger. That'll tell me how engaging they are. That'll tell me whether they're authentic when they say, I'm into customer service and all that sort of stuff. The way they treat me today here will be a good litmus test. That type of mindset has helped me go into situations where I might otherwise be stifled by my nerves. I think it's good to have a little bit of nerves, though, isn't it? Going to meet some people you haven't met before. Keeps you on your edge and on your toes. And I do have to put my best foot forward too if I feel like it. So there we go. That's it. All the best. I'll tell you later what they were like. Bye.